learn from them is that each and every one of us have a calling.
Amen.
Each and every one of us has something God wants us to accomplish. And we are the only person that can get it done in the context that we are in. And so with that and knowing, and we talk about what our problems are, is that, I don't know why my mouth gets so dry when I'm up here. it happens every time. So I'm gonna just leave that there. But yeah, we all have something that we're called to do. And that the various struggles and things that we're going through are all warfare, are all things that are determined to keep us back from doing what it is that God said to do. Whether that may be things from our past that we haven't yet quite gotten rid of, or new things that may have come up as the years have gone on, we are all engaged in some type of spiritual warfare. And I know it's not the same, I mean, not only true for the men that's in that group. I look at each and every person here and see that there is something that God has called you to do. Whether you're doing it right now or whether you're on the road to doing it, there is something that God is calling you to do. And there is opposition in front of you so that you don't do what it is God has said to do. Our enemy, Satan, the devil, he doesn't want you to do what it is God said to do. He wants to use everything he can to distract you, to discourage you, to lie to you, so that you don't do what it is he said to do. Because he knows that there are souls out there that need Christ, and he doesn't want them to come to Christ. So he's going to stop you from being effective because he knows God has chosen each and every one of us to be his vehicle to preach his word. And so that's what I want to talk about here today. I want to talk about the fact that this is worth fighting for. This is worth fighting for. And so there's a whole myriad of areas that we could talk about that are worth fighting for, but I've only chosen three. I think these are the biggest three that we all will come across. So the first one is this. I'm sorry for you guys in the back. I know I had an order, but just work with me here. The first one is our calling. Is our calling. We have to fight for our calling, whether that is being an educator, whether that's being a professor, whether that's being a garbage man, whether that's being a teller at a bank. We all have a calling to fulfill, and it's worth fighting for. Amen. The lie that we get told is that, oh, well, God said to do that. Well, you can do that right here. You can do it right from where you are. You don't have to change a thing at all. So let's go to Exodus chapter 8. This is the interaction that Moses is having with Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is going to be our enemy, right? God had told Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go, that they may serve me. So Pharaoh says, this is in chapter 8, verse 25, it says, and Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. He says, you can do what it is God has told you to do right from here. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go all the way out 3 days journey in the wilderness. You can do it right here. You don't have to change a thing about you. But that's not what God said to do. God said to go out. So for some of us, we have to go where he is. We have to change. We must change. We cannot stay the same. The second lie that he also says about our calling is that, okay, fine, you have to change, no problem. But don't change too much. Don't change too much. Don't go too far out. Don't go too far out. Let me open this up here. So I have my verse reference here. Verse 28 of chapter 8 says, and Pharaoh said, I will let you go and make sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. Very far away. What does that look like? Looks like this. I got one foot in the world and the other foot where God told me to be. Some of us are living just like this right now. I'll be honest. There was a point in time I was living just like this, thinking I could be effective just like this. One foot where I came from, missing Egypt, but the other foot trying to go. You can't go anywhere like this. In Revelation, Christ is admonishing the Laodicean church. It says, you are not hot or cold. You're right here. I would that you were hot or cold. Either you're going to be here or here. You have to pick one. You can't be in both. If you're going to be in both, God will spit you out. He will spew you out. You're not effective. You will not be used as effectively as you can be as if you were right here. We are a new creature. And that old things are passed away when we come in Christ. And so that's the truth that God says. We are new in him, so we can walk in that. We just sang earlier today, I love it, the cross before me and the world behind me. We have to let that go. We have to let Egypt go and follow him to fulfill his mission and calling. So that's the first lie, is regarding our calling, regarding the fact that we can just stay right where we are or straddle the fence and still do what God has told us to do. The second area that we have to fight for is our family. Our family is worth fighting for. In the next couple of verses, they can put it on the screen. Moses and Aaron, they go back to Pharaoh after a plague or so has happened. And Pharaoh says, okay, you want to go out 3 days in the wilderness? No problem. You can go. Only the men, though. He wants to split the family up. If he can't get you to not serve him, he wants you to leave your family behind. So I'm grateful here to see many families that are here, young families, children that are downstairs in the zone. You have all chosen that your family is worth fighting for. But let me up the ante. Just bringing your family here on Sunday is not fighting for your family only. That is a Sunday through Saturday experience. In Deuteronomy Let's read it. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "In these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." In every aspect of our life, we are to be teaching our children. We are to be bringing them along. Why? Because they are susceptible to the things that are out in the world. Amen. They spend more time in school or away from the house than they do at home. So what are you pouring into them while they're at the house? Are they just watching endless amounts of television and playing video games? I'll be honest, my childhood was exactly that. I went home, my mother, she didn't really talk a lot about God to us, and so a lot of the things that I had to struggle with came as a part that we did not go as a family. So you must bring them with you. God said of Abraham in Genesis 18, "Now, and I know Abraham, that he will teach his children and his household." So it's not just for the children, but it's also for everyone in your household. And not just your physical household, those that live with you. Many years ago, we talked about oikos. Our family, our 8 to 10 people that we have in our circle, that is our household. So those that are around us, those that hold us as a point of influence, we need to bring them along with us, because our family is worth fighting for. Is your family worth fighting for?
Yes. Amen.
But that was kind of weak. I see some actual families in here. Don't look at one another, because they didn't say nothing. They didn't say you were worth fighting for. We're going to try that one more time. Is your family worth fighting for?
Amen.
That was better. Now y'all can look at each other. Listen, I didn't try and cause no strife there. All right, don't blame me when y'all in the car. Like, you should have said something the first time. All right. But our family is worth fighting for. Our calling is worth fighting for. What God said to do is worth fighting for. One more, the third thing, and this one may hit home for some people, because it may be easy to say, yep, I'm convinced I'm going to go where God said to go. And yes, I'll even bring my family with me, but we also have to take our substances with us. That be, you know, the old thing that's in our pocket. Our wallet, pocketbook, purse, our funds and our resources must also go with us. In Exodus, we go back, chapter 10, verse 24, says, "And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, Go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you." Sometimes that's the hardest thing to let go and to bring with us, is what's in our pocket. And I'll be honest, that was a hard thing for me. Because it was easy for me to say, yep, I want to go where God said to go. I want to do what it is that he said to do. And I want to take my family with me. But my wallet? I thought I was, but really I wasn't. I wasn't honoring him with my substance. And then I turn around and ask, well, why isn't my dollar going so far? Why is it that there's always a bill that needs to be paid? Because I wasn't honoring him with my substance. And Haggai chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes." That's to get our attention, for us to consider our ways. Are we being good stewards over what God has given us? God has given us jobs. And for those that don't have one, God has made a way to provision for every need that you have, even right where you are. Are you being a good steward over that which he has given? God says that we must take our substance. We must take our substance. Moses replied back to him in Exodus chapter 10. He said, and Moses said, "Thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For thereof we must take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither." And of course, the famous verse in Matthew 6, "For where our treasure is, there our heart will be also." If we don't offer even our substance, even though we may think sometimes we are out here where God is, we're actually here with one foot still behind us. And even with that, you know, someone may think like, oh, that's just my wallet. That doesn't affect anything. But actually it does. It actually does. Because what it is that we do with our resources, they influence, you know, the things that we purchase, they influence if we're feeding our flesh versus our spirit. So it is important. It is worth fighting to keep our substance right where God is and honor him with that. So three things, again, that we're fighting for. One is what? Our calling. Good, y'all with me. Good. Our second thing that we must be fighting for is what? Our family. Our family is not just about us. And the third one is our substance. So that is what today was about. It's like the Spirit was really working, and so it had an effect on me. Is we sang the song, and it said, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord," that I have decided to go where he is. And so I know I've made that decision. I can stand before you and say, I have made that decision that my calling is worth fighting for. Yes, Lord. That my family is worth fighting for. Yes, Lord. That my substance is worth fighting for. Yes, Lord. Have you made that decision here today? Because it is worth fighting for. The calling on our life is worth fighting for. Our family is worth fighting for. And our substance is worth fighting for. So I implore you, if you haven't done so, make the decision. If you can look back and say, you know, I've been straddling, make the decision again. Yes, Lord. because I see there is potential here in each and every one of you. And not just in you, the people that are around you. Even though I don't know who they are, when I see you, I can see them too.
Yes.
And so I fight so that you all, we together, could fight for those that are around us. And so that's what we'll talk about next week, what it is that we can do. How do we fight for each one of these areas? So if you can, come back. And together, let's fight this fight together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're standing.